like welcoming back an old friend, Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court on Star 99.9. Today's best mix, it's Hannah and Raven.
We had so much fun when we went over there and visited with listeners. We're going to be doing it again.
Yeah, we're going to have your first chance to win your way into a private taping in Stanford coming up in just a couple minutes. But Judge Marilyn Million, what's been going on? What are your favorite cases on the People's Court lately?
The best cases on the People's Court are always the relationship cases, the things that people will do to each other when they're in a romantic relationship. Those are always the ones I love the most.
Speaking of relationships, that's basically what Couples Court focuses on. And we're excited that you'll be joining us and giving us your legal perspective about these situations. The first one that came up is that there's a tree on the neighbor's property. And I think so many of us deal with this. I know I am dealing with this myself, that it falls on the property line. One neighbor says it's dangerous. The other one says, no, we like it and we're not paying for it to take down. The wife says, let it be. He says, I'm just going to take it down. I don't care what they say. What do you do in a situation like that?
Well, he can't take it down no matter what they say. She's right. Here's the thing. The tree's position may not be very clear, but the law is very clear on this topic. And I think that she is probably more right than he is, because you got to play the long game when it comes to neighbors. You're going to be there a long time and you don't want that kind of animosity at your home. If the tree is on the neighbor's yard fully, that means the roots, the tree itself is on the neighbor's yard, and its branches are going over your yard, you don't have a right to touch the neighbor's actual tree bark, but you do have a right to touch the branches. You own your land from hell to the heavens. So if there's anything obstructing and going over your land, you can cut it at your expense. If the tree is literally on the property line, where part of it is on your side and part of it is on their side, that becomes a little more complicated. They do not have a right to have a tree impinging on your property. So you would be able to move the tree, but only if it was causing a danger. When he says a danger, he may be right, he may be wrong. If the tree's a healthy tree, it's not causing a danger, it's just a nuisance for him. If it's a danger, then your neighbor does not have a right to have a dangerous situation. And you can remove it, but only if it's on your property. If it's on his property line, you got to let a judge determine whether or not it truly is a danger. But it sounds from the fact pattern that it's just bothering him. He says it's dangerous, but I don't hear why he thinks it's dangerous. If it's the limbs that are dangerous, which is what most people think, the limb is going to fall in a storm, just cut the limb. You can do it at your cost. But under no circumstances trespass on someone's property to cut their tree.
See, I'm clicking right now and getting me a long pole saw.
Right. Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court with us. But if the tree is 100% on their property and it still falls, takes down your fence, damages your house, are they liable for your damages during that storm?
Yes, they are. They are liable for your damages, because that is a specific damage that you're telling me about now, where it actually is impinging on a fence and it breaks the fence. You know, you could sue and have them pay for the damages that their tree did to the fence and then remove it at their cost. But, you know, you got to think all these things through. I mean, I've seen good neighbors just kind of work it out where there's a little pocket made for the tree so that it doesn't damage the fence. I mean, it doesn't sound like he would want to do that. But, you know, I just think he should listen to her about making sure not to have animosity between neighbors and find some kind of solution. Most people can. You know, it's usually cutting the limbs that are overhanging.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's Judge Marilyn Million. She'll be joining us all this week with her verdicts on the Hondo Westport Couples Court. But also, we're going to a live taping of the People's Court down in Stanford October 24th. And we would love for you to join us.
1-800-330-9999. We'll put you on the list.